I wish you all a wonderful spiritual evening. Before I start to speak, I would like to ask you, who of you reads Srila Prabhupada's book? Yes, I was thinking so, that this is most of you. So before I start, I would request you to do a little exercise. Please turn to your neighbor and then discuss with him what benefits you have received from reading Srila Prabhupada's book. Yes, Sluzhanin, please listen. What is it, you should remember, you know, sometimes in your life you were reading and was there a special insight which you have gotten? Or maybe a special inspiration. What was it? How did it feel? Please share this with your neighbor. And the way we are going to do it is, first one of you speaks, and then the neighbor's duty is to just listen. He should not say glupas or how good. He should not value judge it. For this exercise, we have about 10 minutes, so each one of you has 5 minutes. Yes. Our time is up. Have you all found out from the other person what is the experience of the other person? Yes? Ramachandra. Moshe. So, I think at different times in our lives, we all have received great inspiration from reading transcendental literature. A simple understanding is that reading broadens your horizon.
Technique. Whenever she had a question, she would open the Bible, you know, pray, devotees to the saint wants to know. Then can we even contact them?
Bhagavata.
Or comunicación. Krishna, and as a result, he could be kidnapped by the demon Ravana.
No, yes, que tu estuario y la manifiesta de rico pobreza de la angustia, my sister, que se sugiera la primera vez de otro demon Ravana.
Often we talk things which is not helpful. And our mind becomes impure. Then we cannot be attentive to spiritual things. In Vienna, there is one very famous talk. It says, Schmäh. Schmäh means what the people in Vienna do when they sit outside in the coffees or what is it? Cafeteria? Yes. And it means talking bad about others. That's what the Schmäh means. That's the personal sport of the Vienna people. there's a special word for this. Yes. So let us summarize. We will be able to see Krishna in the pages of the Bhagavatam when we hear properly, with rapt attention. It's the same with the holy name. When you chant with a proper attention, then Krishna will manifest on your tongue and in your heart. But to pay rapt attention, we must be pure in our mind, and that only happens if we are pure in our activities. In Ljubljana, I have said that there is something in literature which is called performative utterances. Performative utterances, it means like active words, powerful words which do something. And the Bhagavatam is in this category. These are very powerful words. The Sanskrit is full of transcendental potency, which can drive away ignorance and manifest Krishna. Let me give you an example of a performative sentence. When a judge says to our Branko, I sentence you for 10 years in prison. When the judge is bona fide, and I don't want to give Branko as an example, and the listener is a bona fide criminal. Then the sentence has a tremendous power. This sentence, I sentence you for 10 years, will turn the whole life of that person. It will change the whole life. Or let us say a man says to a woman, I love you. And the woman says, really? Yes. And this sentence has a tremendous influence of the life of these two people. you know, during when they have the marriage ceremony, will you take care of so and so? And she says, "Da, this da is 40 years of heavy consequence." Yes. Yes. Do you understand? There are certain sentences or words which have a tremendous power in changing people's life. But it only works when the qualification is there. When Ramachandra comes to me and says, "Sashinandan Swami, I sentence you for 10 years in jail." It has no consequence. Because he is not in the, he is not a judge, and I am not a bona fide criminal. Or if when children play marriage, it also doesn't have the same consequence when they give them when they say each other, "Yes, we will be man and woman for the rest of our life." It doesn't mean as much. Do you know now what is a performative sentence or utterance? The Bhagavatam is full of these powerful sentences. But you need to be qualified so that it changes your life. Yes, also when you are not so concentrated, something happens when you read the Bhagavatam. But if you want the full benefit, then you must read with the rapt attention. I wish to give you now an example of a reader of the Bhagavatam who fulfilled this qualification and who had the Lord appear in his life. My example is not very pious. His name was Dukari. He was a man who was extremely violent and ill-behaved. The only good thing was that he had a brother whose name was Gokana, who was having great faith in reading the Srimad Bhagavatam. Dundukari threw his mother into a well and killed her. And then he went away from home and he lived with 10 prostitutes. And he was doing things with them which I will not tell you this evening, because then you will have bad dreams. Finally, the prostitute thought, "Well, this is too much. I mean, if the king hears about this lusty monster, then he will put him in jail, and he will also put us in jail. Better we kill him." Yes. So one day when Dundukari was resting, they came with ropes and they tied him on the bed.
Rekao dana kad se taj odmarao, onda su ga stavili na kred i zavezali za konopcima za kred.
He woke up and said, what are you doing with me?
Probudio se i pita, što je mi sa
mnom? And they said, we are killing you today. They took the knife and they tried to cut the head off. But somehow he had such a thick skin that they couldn't. The blood was coming, but they could not kill him. He was screaming. I thought, oh, what if someone hears it? So they took burning logs of wood and they stuffed it in the mouth. And this way he was finally, after 10 minutes, dead. I'm sorry, Dolores, you look totally shocked. It will have a good ending. As a result of his very, very violent death, Dundikari could not accept a new physical body, but took the body of a ghost. And one day it so happened that his brother Gokana went through this area where his brother had been killed, and he stopped in a lonely house to spend the night there. Gokana had already fallen asleep when all of a sudden he heard noise in the house. And he saw a human being with the head of a goat. He ran towards Gokana. But Gokana said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And the ghost couldn't do anything. Then he asked, who are you, poor ghost? And he said, I am your brother, Dundikari. Look at me. Yes, I'm Duh. Can you do anything to please liberate me from this terrible existence of a ghost? Oh, said Gokana, my poor brother, we have to do something. I have an idea. I will read the Bhagavatam for you. I will invite many people, and you also come. So for 7 days, Gokana read the Srimad Bhagavatam, and at the end of the 7 days, something wonderful happened. It made a noise. Bang! And from within a piece of wood where this ghost had stayed to listen, a beautiful boy came. He had a body bright as the sun. And he said to Gokana, who had recited the Bhagavatam, thank you so much. You have liberated me from the existence of a ghost. It's me, your brother, in my spiritual body. And at this moment, the audience saw another wonder. From the spiritual world there came an airplane. On it were the beautiful Vishnu Dutas, the associates of Lord Vishnu, and they invited the boy to come to on the airplane and fly back in the spiritual world Vaikuntha, where there is no birth and death. When this wonder happened, the audience protested. We also have heard the Bhagavatam. What is with us? Why don't we also go back? This is not fair. But Gokarna said, no, it is fair. There is one very important difference between you and my brother Dundukari. When you were hearing the Bhagavatam, you were thinking sometimes things which were not in the Bhagavatam. Your attention was not very concentrated and fixed. You thought of your home, your relatives, your own problems. But Gokarna, my brother, only heard the Bhagavatam. He knew it was his only solution, so to say. That is the difference. And that is the difference which that is what Srila Prabhupada here says in this last purport of chapter 3. We must hear with rapt attention in order to experience the results of hearing the Bhagavatam. Yes. In the Bhagavatam it is said that when you have the urge to hear and understand, then Krishna manifests in your heart and drives away all the desires for material enjoyment. My dear devotees, this was my lecture. Now I will make one PS. Yes, this postscriptum is important. Please listen quite attentively. It is sometimes very difficult for us to concentrate on spiritual things when we are suffering. Yes, suffering can be an impetus to turn to spiritual life. But if we suffer while we are engaged in spiritual life, then this suffering can be an diversion. Therefore, it is very important for us that we somehow can, as human beings in this world, can find the right activity which suits our nature. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was saying that it is not necessary for a person to leave his occupation.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessary to leave one's home. If one can stay where one is and engage in chanting and hearing. See, but for most of us, this is not a question to leave our home or leave our occupation. We first have to find our home and find our occupation. In other words, we have to find something which stimulates our where we can feel at home. At home, with saying at home, I mean something where we feel well and protected and, you know, stimulated and so on. Let us not overlook this important aspect in spiritual life. If we are brahmacharis and sannyasis, that's fine, then let us situate ourselves in this way. But if we are more grihastha devotees, which is most properly what all of us are, then let us situate ourselves there. Yes. But wherever we are, either as a sannyasi in the jungle, it says in the scriptures, or if we are living in a town and do some and maintain ourselves in some ways, we should come to the situation in our life where we can listen with rapt attention to the Srimad Bhagavatam. Then and only then you will experience the transformative magic of Srila Prabhupada's books. Hare Krishna. So we will make now, we will sing now a little the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and after this I will ask you to put your relevant questions to the subject matter. You can also ask about different things which have to do with the reading Prabhupada's books. If you want, I could explain to you how I am reading Srila Prabhupada's books, what is my system of studying. With questions, we want to go a little bit deeper into the subject matter and also have something like exchange. Asking questions and giving answers is a wonderful way for devotees to go deeper into spiritual subjects. Now we have heard so much. Now we have to sing a little. And also, I think we should open the window. Is it possible to open the window, or will the... Yes, Sai Jari Prabhu. So, Hare Krishna, in our lectures this evening we have discussed so far the benefits of reading the Srimad Bhagavatam. We have said that there are actually two results in reading the Bhagavatam. That is, we can feel how we become free from the conditions of material existence.
Noi siamo molto autentici a questo snobbismo, unito alla nostra madre, alla nostra anima.
And Krishna becomes manifested in our life.
A Krishna possa manifestare nella nostra vita.
Medyutam, medyutam, medyutam. This will only work if we have the right condition in our life. That is, if we can listen with rapt attention. So now we have a little time for questions to this subject matter. I will try my best to answer them, your questions, as good as I can. And I hope this will be an interesting session for all of us. Yes, please. It's riveting, yes. This distributing of transcendental literature is a very important factor in our spiritual tradition. Let us go a little bit into the history. In the old times, there was no book printing. If you wanted to give someone a book, you had to engage a brahmana in copying the literature onto palm leaves. You can imagine this was quite a lengthy affair and also costly, because you would have to maintain the brahmana livelihood when he was doing this. Because it was such an let me say intense or lengthy or even complicated affair, it was said that vidyadan, or the donation of knowledge, would be is the most beneficial form of using charity. Also, vidyadan is really, or the distribution of knowledge, is really the most helpful in for a person's further life. If you give a person knowledge, it is much better than just food or clothing or other forms of charity. So vidyadan, or the giving away of knowledge, took always a very, very high place in charity, in the realm of charity. In the old times, there was even a system that when there was full moon, a certain full moon, was it the beginning of the Kartik, Rasa Purnim, or what? But what is this? The four Kartik. Yeah. Some month, which we don't know, Sanskrit word is Bhadra, but we don't know when that is. When you would give a Bhagavatam on a golden throne, then you would go back home, back to Godhead.
staro vrijeme postao je običaj da se u mjesecu Badra, koji ne znamo točno koji je, uglavnom kada je puni mjesec, da se da na poklon Bhagavatam na zlatnom staku. I to bi onda značilo da se zapravo odvraćate kući Bogu nakon takvog donacije.
Remember, to do this, you would have to engage a brahmana, supply the palm leaves and the ink and everything.
No, sjetite se, da biste tako napravili, morali ste prvo angažirati brahmanu koji i dati mu dovoljno palmovog lišća i tinte i sve što mu je potrebno.
It was not just get some book from somewhere, you know, but it would require some endeavor on your part.
To nije bilo samo pronaćenje knjigu negdje, nego je to zahtjevalo dosta truda s vaše strane.
So let us move from this understanding into our modern times.
Preselimo se sada s onog shvaćanja u shvaćanje ovih modernih vremena.
Now it is easier to engage in book distribution.
Sada je puno jednostavnije angažirati se u dijeljenju knjiga.
But the benefit is equal.
No, dobrobit je jednaka.
I have often seen that when I have distributed books, people have personally thanked me very, very much for giving them that book.
Često sam doživio da kad sam ja dijelio knjige, onda su mi ljudi bili jako, jako zahvalni što sam im.
Some people have directly experienced that with this book, which came into their life has positively changed.
Ljudi su imali neposredno iskustvo da kad su primili tu knjigu i kada je ona ušla u njihov život, njihov život se izmijenio na bolje.
In our movement we have this culture that book distribution is maybe the most important form of spreading knowledge about Krishna.
U našem pokretu mi smatramo da je dijeljenje knjige najbolji način širenja svjesnosti Krishna.
And I think you are distributing literature. Is this what you do? Sometimes, yeah. If you can, and some whatever your station in life is, if you can in some ways continue Vidyadan or the donation of transcendental knowledge, it is a very great benefit because you become very dear to Krishna.
Napraviti takav jedan vidija dan ili davati u donaciju transcendentalne knjige, onda je to vrlo veliki, vrlo značajan način da se radiš.
Krishna says that there is no servant to him dearer in this world than he who gives spiritual knowledge.
Krishna kaže da ne postoji osoba koja mu je draža od one koji dijeli duhovno znanje.
So I wish that you become serious in your life and that you can sometimes distribute this transcendental knowledge. It is a very wonderful way to become dear to the Lord. Is there any other question? Yes, please.
Which is your favorite verse from Srimad Bhagavatam and why is it important for you?
I will tell you the verse. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya, Namo Namaste Tejase Avir Avir Bhava Vajanakka Vajadangstra Kamashayan Randaya Randaya Tamo Grasa Grasa Om Svaha Abayam Abayam Atmani Bhuyishta Om Shrom. The translation is a prayer to Lord Nrisingadev to kindly appear in the heart and take all the obstacles to devotional service out of the heart.
Ovo je molitva gospodina Narasimhi da se ljubazno pojavi u našem srcu i da iz našeg srca ukloni sve prepreke na duhovnom
putu. I have personally chanted this prayer in times of spiritual need and I have seen how The Lord has so kindly appeared and helped me in my spiritual life. Yeah. So therefore it is the one of the dearest verses. I also like the verse Tava Katam Ritam Tapta Jivanam. I also like the best verse about Krishna, Bharatam Natavara Kanika Kanakano. That is a verse which describes the beautiful form of Lord Krishna when he enters the Vrindavan forest. Once Srila Prabhupada was asked what would be his preferred verse. And he says, it's the verse from text 8 of the chapter 2 of the first canto, which goes, Dharma Svanustita Pungsam Vishvakshena Katasuya Notpada Yet Yadiratim Shrama Evahi Kevalam. The verse says that whatever you do is actually so much useless labor if it does not help you to become attached to the message of the personality of Godhead. Yes. Yes. I hope this answer satisfies you. I want to encourage you to find out what is your favorite verse of the Bhagavatam. It may also change from time to time, according to the situation in which you find yourself in. Some devotees, they have always a verse book with inspirational verses with them, which they look at and chant and meditate about. Verses can be like good friends who help you in important periods of your life. Sometimes that friend knows more for your situation than you go to him. Sometimes you go to another friend like this. Thank you. Any other question? Yes, I have a very I made a very interesting realizations in my reading of the transcendental literature. Due to my service, I have to talk a lot on spiritual subject matters. And I become totally frustrated with my life if I don't have anything real to talk about. I did not become a devotee just to talk something which I criticize in the life of the materialist. I say the materialists are talking about not such meaningful subjects. like the weather and fashion and so on.
Govorimo o tome kako materialisti ne govore baš o nekakvim smislenim temama, govore samo o vremenu i modi i slično.
So if some and very often they don't mean what they say.
Vrlo često oni čak i ne misle ono što kažu.
So so if I criticize like this, I have to really mean what I say. So I think you can understand my situation. When I give lectures, I have to be prepared and I have to be fired up about what I say. I have made the vow. When I stop being enthusiastic about what I say, then I will stop speaking. That's my vow in my life. So with this vow, I always have to find out new subject matters. So I found in my life, when I study the scriptures in order to have new subjects to talk about, then I'm very interested. But when I just read for the sake of reading, then I'm not so enthusiastic. And this has brought me to a conclusion about reading in general. When we have the urgent need to find out something, for whatever reason, then our reading becomes full of life. We become treasure hunting readers. I need to find this out. In Germany, I have given this example, which I want to tell you, Goranga Sundara. What is the most boring literature which you can imagine? I would say it's... well, what do you think? What? What number? Telephone book? Yes, telephone book is very... I personally think that is still super interesting in comparison to land or to road maps. Or boring would maybe be also insurance policies. What else is boring? Mathematics maybe for you, Ramachandra.
Our people say usually that one book is very boring, and that is Montenegro, Do It Yourself.
So, but whatever it is, when you have some purpose with the book, it becomes immediately interesting. In our case, when we want to find a place, then road maps are the most interesting literature we can imagine. Let us now come back to Goranga Sundara's question. How I read? I must find a reason to be totally interested in what I read. And at that moment, the literature becomes very interesting. The psychologist Erich Fromm describes, gives a very interesting definition of what is interest. He says the word interest comes from inter esse, that's a Latin word which means to be among. It means to be surrounded or let me say, covered with something. For instance, if I describe a swimming pool from outside, I give a certain description. But if it's really interesting for me, I will jump into it. And I will be among the water. I will be surrounded by the water. I will be interacting with the water. And my description of the swimming pool will be much better. So if I want to describe Krishna consciousness in an interesting way, I must be in Krishna consciousness. I can't be consciousness. I can't be outside. When I read, I want to dive into the subject matter. I want to jump into the book and be surrounded by it like the water of a swimming pool. Then only I feel it is interesting. Because I'm inter esse, inter means in between, and esse means I am. I'm in between it. I'm among it. I'm in it. Yeah. When you don't read like this, it is an intellectual torture. Like some of my listeners this evening are highly inattentive. They are not with the subject, but with the man and how they look. This is not how we should study spiritual knowledge. We must be totally in it. Then only it can touch our desert souls. Otherwise it is not so useful. There is a certain use also for the inattentive listener. It's good that they are in a spiritual atmosphere. But the real benefit is not possible to be had by such listeners or readers. So I try to find it interesting and to go and sometimes you study it, sometimes you have a question to the book, and then you let the book answer your question. There are different techniques. So warm in here, isn't it? But maybe it's because of the pillow. So I think this is all the questions which we have today. This one of Lalita Sevini, I learned your name yesterday.
Conversation of people, and I want to ask, is it significant?
Hare Krishna, Lakodosh. Yes, sometimes we hear the mantra from different sides, and I personally also have this experience in my life. Many devotees have had this experience. They hear a car, and although it's only the car, they hear Hare Krishna from the car. And actually their perception is right, because Krishna says, I am the sound in ether. There's a spiritual quality, in other words, to all sound.
And
so sometimes we may have a little experience of this, or we may imagine this to happen. I have heard about one Mataji in Germany who came for the first time to the temple, and afterwards when she came to the Autobahn resting place and heard the records there, she heard only the Hare Krishna song, and she thought, it's not possible. But this was her perception. She might have heard the spiritual quality of the sound, or maybe she had not slept enough. It can also have a physical reason, in other words. We are human beings. Yes. So Hare Krishna, I want to close the evening here. Tomorrow I wish to talk about another subject. I have to think a little. I have one very interesting subject matter, but I must see if you are interested in this. It is very important to find something which is of interest, and I will ask some of you, then I will decide. Yeah, it's all right, it's all right. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for being so attentive and staying with us for such a long time. I think we can we will end our program here, and you can still talk amongst each other and so on and so forth, have a little association. Then we will at one stage go. Hare Krishna.